Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. This Saturday, it is UFC 272. Saturday night from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. You can watch it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. We have the man behind UFC, Dana White, with us right now. Dana, it's Michael Kay and Peter Rosenberg. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're doing great. The main event, the headliner, I guess, for the show is Colby Covington and Jorge Masvidal. Dana, you know better than us. Do they really dislike each other the way we see in all these interviews?
Yeah, so what's fascinating about these two is not only did they train together, come out of the same camp, they were roommates, they cornered each other. I mean, these guys were really friends. So I don't know if we've ever had a situation like this in the 20 years of the UFC.
It's pretty amazing, too. I mean, the Masvidal run over the last few years is fantastic. It's like, you know, a little perspective. It's a guy who has 15 losses on his record, but over the last 3 years really has become one of your marquee guys, Dana, and it sort of happened at a time when Connor has had his own issues in terms of just getting some quality wins. How big has Jorge been for you, and how big is a surprise has it been that at this stage in his career has become such a big player in UFC?
Yeah, you know, he became a huge superstar with that flying knee when he knocked out Ben Askren. And, you know, just his personality, his fighting style, and all of that has made him who he is today. So, and you're right, for a guy with a record like that, people love to watch him fight.
All right, what's behind the animosity, Dana? Why were they friends at one point and now dislike each other so much?
I have no idea. You know, I don't know. I couldn't possibly answer that question, but this is real. Tomorrow we have a press conference. I'll be ready. Security will be ready to make sure that not only them, but their camps don't get into it during the presser.
What's ahead of us here, Dana? Take us through the next 6 months. Do you always have something up your sleeve? There's always a big event around the corner. I know that I heard that you guys had a date pulled already for Las Vegas in the summer. Who are we potentially seeing over the next several months after this big one, Covington Masvidal, this weekend?
Well, there's a lot of fun things going on. Obviously, you know, there's the talk of the return of John Jones. Conor McGregor is going to return this year. There's a lot of guys, that are moving up and moving around. If Colby or Jorge win this weekend, do they move up in weight and try to take on somebody at middleweight? There's a lot of fun stuff going on this year.
Is it hard for you, Dana? Like, Conor's next fight, for example, will obviously be incredibly high pressure. You know, and I'm no expert, but to me, I was talking to my buddy Booker T, who's a huge MMA fan, I'm sure, as you know. And we're talking about Conor and how, if it was me, I'd be lining this guy up for a tomato can. So you get a surefire win from Conor McGregor and keep this thing going. But that's not generally how he operates. Whenever he gets back in to the cage, it always seems as if it's a big fight and it's a marquee name. Is it nerve-wracking to have a situation like that for Conor, where you feel like another bad loss for him might really hurt his box office?
We don't do tomato cans here. So there are no tomato cans in the UFC. When you get in here, the reason, like, when you have a guy like Kamaru Usman, and he is the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, he's literally fought all the best guys in that weight class to make it to become the world champion. And the thing that's impressive with him is he's actually starting to lap everybody now. He's beating everybody twice. When you're a champ here, it really means something. You've actually really beat everybody that you could possibly beat. So, Connor's already talking about when he comes back, he wants a title shot, no matter who the champ is, you know?
Is that reasonable at this stage with his last couple performances?
You know, I don't know with timing. We'll see what happens. There's certain scenarios where people are hurt and things happen and guys can't take fights. If that type of a scenario played out, then yes, possibly. But we'll see what the state of the division is when he's back, and we'll figure out what the right fight is.
Talking with the UFC's Dana White here. They have a big card on Saturday, UFC 272 T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. You can watch it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Dana, obviously Russia's invasion of Ukraine has a significant impact so far on the sports world. You've got Alexander Volkov, a Russian fighter, supposed to headline on March 19th in London. Any word on the status of that fight? I know it's early, but obviously you have to think ahead.
Yeah, did we get him out of there? Is he out?
He's still there, but his visa's good.
Yeah, his visa's still good, so we should be able to get him into England.
Yeah, it's a crazy time. Do you have any other fighters that you guys had to deal with? Any repercussions from this Ukraine situation?
Yeah, I mean, we have Ukrainian and Russian fighters. We have a Ukrainian woman fighting Saturday. So, yeah, no, this is going to be an issue for us moving forward, too.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, you know, I sit back and I see the unbelievable success of UFC, Dana. And when I knew we were going to have you on, I wanted to ask you this. Everybody dreams big. Did you ever think it would be this immensely popular? Has it exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, I believe that this thing could be global. And I still have, you know, bigger plans for the UFC and for the sport. You just don't know if it's going to happen. You know, and you don't know till you're in it. It's going to be this big and especially this fast. I mean, we did this in 20 years.
It's amazing. It's an amazing success story, and I'm sure that you're awfully proud of it. And the next one up is on Saturday. And, Dana, we can't thank you enough for joining us. We wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Thanks, Dana.
It's Dana White, and you could see that on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. And, Peter, let's be honest. It is an immensely popular sport, and you know, some might say that it has lapped boxing. It really has, because you know, you have one of these pay-per-views and people just turn out and they pay for it and they want to see it, and it's engaging. And I mean, young people have been so enamored with it. It's an amazing success story. It really is.
I think it pains me to say it as a boxing guy. And, Dana was loved boxing as well. I mean, it's basically impossible to argue at this point that boxing's as big as MMA, and particularly UFC. Certainly the big, huge fighters can still draw big-time money. We know that that's possible if you're Canelo Alvarez, but there's not a lot of guys in that category. There are a lot of names that people care about in UFC, and I'll say for me personally, I'm not the world's biggest MMA guy, but I pay many times a year, 3-4 times a year. They get me to come out of pocket and pay for a pay-per-view. I think the next step for UFC, and a lot of hardcore fans will disagree with me, and they'll call me a casual. They love throwing that out there. They'll say I'm a casual for saying this. I think they still need to do more star building, Michael. I mean, there's a reason why Jorge Masvidal and Covington is so big, and it's not because Jorge Masvidal is currently one of the best fighters in UFC. It's because he's a known commodity and a personality people know. And even though Dana made the point just now that they won't give Conor a tomato can and that they don't have that, did you understand what I was saying there? Because if you put him in with one of these champions and he gets knocked out again, Michael, I'm sorry, I don't see how that guy remains interesting.
But, the one thing I think that they have over boxing with all the governing bodies, and there's so much politics, and you don't get the best fighters against each other. But if Dana White and his people decide this guy's fighting this guy, that's just the way it is. And I think, maybe the fighters don't have as much say, but the bottom line is that they are going to put the best fights out there. So if they think that Conor McGregor is best against fighter X, then that's what they're going to do, and there's no politics involved, and there's no maneuvering with the governing bodies, and I think that's one of the advantages they have.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see if Conor gets that summer date that they have in Las Vegas, and if it ends up being, Nate Diaz 3, which would be a really appealing fight, and a really tough, hard-nosed fight again. They split the first two. It would be very interesting to see if we get that moving down the line.
Masvidal.
We have UFC 272 Saturday night from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. But if you're not flying out to Las Vegas and you want to watch it, you can watch it on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. We've got so much more to do on the show. Remember, at 5 o'clock, Don LaGreca returns to action. How sharp is he going to be? He's been out for a while. He's going to take it slow, so he's going to do the final 2 hours of the show. We're looking forward to talking to Donnie. We take your phone calls next at 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay Rosenberg and soon to be LaGreca 2 right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.